Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They have this Panther sound effect that is just the cheesiest, stupidest sounding thing. Big voice guy going, Panther goal scored by Sam Reinhart.
Where'd you get that thing?
I trapped it. Been keeping it in my bathroom at the motel, feeding it old pizza.
It's Mike Shope.
If you're calm, that wondrous big cat will be calm too. But if you're scared, that beautiful death machine will do what God made it to do, namely, eat you with a smile on its face.
And the Bulldog. On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You know, it's nice to be remembered for things.
Yes, sometimes.
I do think that this is now the leader in the clubhouse. For if anyone remembers me for anything, it's going to be that.
You want that?
Yeah,
really?
Sure. I mean, I guess. Better to be remembered for something than not be remembered at all. But right now, I think that's in the lead for me.
Okay.
Every time they score a goal at home, I get people like, "Dude, you're ruined. I can't. I think of you now. I think of you when the Florida Panthers score goals."
No offense. And this was a conversation my wife and I had this morning watching last night's highlights. It's the Panther. It's our Panther. Like, that's...
Yes.
What happened to the Panther? We have you now as the Panther.
I guess so.
And, you know, I feel a little bit sad, melancholy when it comes to that. Because
I wish we used to have Panther. I wish we had thought to connect. Like, really, Panther got drafted by the Florida Panthers. And that's where why Panther isn't on our show anymore is because he went to Florida.
I see.
Were they?
Okay.
I don't know Panthers pronouns.
Scott Barrett with us. Hopefully he didn't hang up. West Her Hotline, Fantasy Points. Scott, how's life?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up? I want to say this as a preface to our conversation, and I mean this as a compliment, because I kind of think like one of the best traits you could have in fantasy or just in life, certainly in sports talk, is to know what you don't know. And I was listening to Scott's podcast, School of Scott, Theo Greminger, who's been on with us a lot. And that show introduced me to Max Toscana, who I didn't know of, but a guy who really knows his tight ends. He mentions Tyler Dunn, who we know well. And that was cool. And the conversation would flow. Different tight ends would come up. And Theo would then sort of turn to Scott and say, like, Max would say, like, chapter and verse on Dallas Goedert or something. And Theo would go to Scott, like, Scott, what do you think? He's like, I'm just going to do whatever Max says. Like, listen to him.
I'm going to tail that.
I'm just going to tail that. Yep. That's right. So I think that's a great trait. Certainly, you know a lot, and the Fantasy Points website is great. But I think it's good to know what you don't know.
Yeah, intellectual humility is really important. Charlie Munger, Warren Buffett would say they're the best investors of all time. It's not because they're the smartest people in the room, but it's because they know the edges of their own competency and they don't stray outside of that. And I think that's one of my greatest edges as a fantasy football ranker as well.
Very good. Well, why not start with Dalton Kincaid here then? We've certainly spent enough hours on him over the last couple of years. What do you see, Scott? I think there are a couple of problems, obvious ones maybe. Starting with, I don't know what his path is to put up a bigger season. They really haven't needed him for touchdowns, and the offense is so spread out. They run the ball great. But maybe you see a player there that can sort of overcome whatever obstacles. He is on the Bills. Overcome whatever obstacles there might be and put up, you know, bigger numbers and have a better career than what we've seen so far. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Max sort of nailed it where I don't envision him ever living up to the round one draft capital that was spent on him. He's just, I mean, it's what's his pathway to more playing time? Dawson Knox is the better blocker, and then Khalil Shakir is the better slot receiver. So there's not really a great pathway for him. He's your wide receiver one when you go into two wide receiver sets. He has a 23% target share. No one else is above 13%. But I mean, you're only playing that about, you know, 12 personnel, 21% of the time last year. And so the rest of the time, it's really Khalil Shakir is your slot receiver. So, it's just tough to find a path for him. And he's kind of going the same way as Kyle Pitts, where it's like, this is the dream. He could be, you know, he could be a slot wide receiver who can block, but it's just, like I said, Dawson Knox is the better blocker. Khalil Shakir is the better receiver.
Right. It's not really a commentary on what his athletic profile is, right? Because he fits, just like you mentioned Pitts there. Nobody is accusing Kyle Pitts of not being a good athlete. And I don't know that I'm hearing much of that at all about Kincaid. It's more, yeah, how are they going to make it work? Maybe a guess from me would be he makes hay with the whatever opportunities he gets, and they start to realize, hey, you know, this should be something we should lean on more. But that flies in the face of Everybody Eats. And, like, that is, I mean, I don't know, it's not on billboards yet, but it's close to that level of folklore now here with the way last season went, using that mantra.
Yeah. I know when he drafted them, Bean said, you know, like, our goal is for us to live in 11.5 personnel, right? And it's just I just don't see that happening when, you know, Shakir kind of crowds him out. And, Knox is the better blocker.
Who do you like? I don't want to keep going downhill here, Scott, with, like, I know you've tweeted about Elijah Moore recently and, like, what there is to bank on here in Buffalo. The team's so good. Allen is so good. Are there receiver / tight ends? I mean, we've covered Kincaid, I guess, that you think maybe have a chance to pop?
Well, you're asking me about Elijah Moore, who's like my all-time darling, where I was so high on him coming out, and I doubled down the next year, and I doubled down the next year, and it just, you know, and it always made me look bad, and, you know, our you know, my followers, my subscribers, they're just like, enough already, give it up on Elijah Moore. And lo and behold, you know, for the fifth straight year, he's the star of OTAs, the star of training camp. You see all these highlights. Yeah, every beat writer is talking him up. And so, like, part of me wants to just be like, you know, this is the first time he's actually had a good quarterback. You know, it was Zach Wilson, a dusty Deshaun Watson, a dusty Joe Flacco, Mike White. And so, like, maybe this is finally the year. And, like, digging into the data, it's the same thing every year with Elijah Moore, where he's one of the best separators in the NFL, but he sees uncatchable targets at one of the highest rates in the NFL, and his target per route run is maybe not as high as you'd expect for a player who's separating like crazy. And so is that just a bad quarterback play? Is that bad luck? Is that maybe he doesn't diagnose defense as well? Maybe he has a limited catch radius, which leads to the uncatchable targets. But, like, for me, it's the X-Files poster on the wall. It's, I want to believe, you know? And so Josh Allen, you know, he's done a lot more with a lot less. Best quarterback in football, in my estimation. And I'm excited, man. And so, you know, maybe it's a similar thing where it's he's best in the slot, and you have Khalil Shakir, who the last 2 years ranking top five in EPA per target, top five in depth-adjusted yards per target over expectation, top five in passer rating when target, like super efficient. And so maybe it's the same thing there, but I don't know, man. I'm just against my better judgment. I'm a believer.
Love it.
Right.
Well, you know, we would love it from a fantasy standpoint, if not also from a real life standpoint here in Bill's country, for one guy to be like the man. I mean, there's value to this idea, you know, just logically, sort of intuitively spreading the ball around, right? Less predictable that way and so on. But man, I love a team where like AJ Brown, right? I mean, here's third down. This is what we're going to do and good luck. And so the Bills have thrived post Diggs. It's only 1 year without that. But I feel like Moore could be somebody where at least you get, I mean, what did I see, Scott, from your tweet? Wide receiver 98? at least you're getting paid off if he has a, you know, just a decent year when you're drafting him in the last round. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Right? Scott Barrett with us from Fantasy Points. On the Bills, at least one more. Thoughts on James Cook? He reported this week. We were surprised by that. Still seems to be considered likely that he'll be on the field for them, and that was made more likely this week. He's still, what is he, like early fourth in drafts off an 18-touchdown season? Is it, you know, is that good value for you, Cook?
Probably not for me. Yeah, I kind of like maybe Ray Davis as a speculative play just because, you know, that 1 year Le'Veon Bell held out, which I know that's unlikely to ever happen again, but I had James Conner everywhere, and you know, he made me so much money. And last I heard was James Cook was seeking, like, I don't know, $20 million or something. And
15.
15, yeah, and that, which if I'm Buffalo, I'm absolutely not paying. But, I mean, yeah, from a fantasy perspective, if he gets signed – to a deal he's happy with. He had 16 rushing touchdowns last year, was one of the most efficient running backs in football. But I also don't think, you know, if he goes away, you really lose much going from James Cook to a Ray Davis.
You know, we were talking in here, maybe it was even off the air the other day, Mike and I, about, you know, teaming up, right, with, you know, quarterbacks and receivers. With Allen not having a go-to guy, is he immune to that because of the rushing? Like, or does it ding him at all that you don't have a receiver that you can team up with him and hopefully roll that way?
I feel like we're going away from that. I mean, like, look at the best quarterbacks in football. Lamar Jackson, like, he's never had a wide receiver one. Look at Patrick Mahomes post Tyreek Hill. And that's really kind of the Joe Brady offense. Like, we saw that even when he had Stephon Diggs in the second half of that season. Stephon Diggs just totally disappeared. Khalil Shakir had more receiving yards on, like, half as many targets. And, you know, it's your maybe a extra dimension to the offense. It's tougher to game plan against. But it's, to me, it's really just, like, you have the best quarterback in football. And he's getting paid a lot of money. He's getting paid as though, like, he has to be Superman, but you know, he is Superman. So, I wouldn't worry too much about the need to have a wide receiver one. I think it certainly helps, but, yeah, I mean, Josh Allen won him.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MVP last year without right. Stephon Diggs, without a wide receiver one, and his supporting cast is only better this year.
With Scott Barrett, in terms of drafting, Allen is easy to play with because you get him mid to late third. And then you can draft anybody you want after him on this team. You can draft three of these guys. Any of them that you like, whatever. Elijah Moore at the end, whatever. You can do anything you want. Burrow is the opposite, where Ja'Marr Chase goes 101 and T. Higgins goes 2-3 turn, and then you get to 4-5, and maybe you just sort of like boxed into Burrow. Or he's very tough to draft without either of those receivers, I would say. Chase Brown, too, he also goes early third round. I heard you talking on a recent podcast of yours, Scott, about Burrow and the Bengals, and I think if I have it right, the general point was, why couldn't they just have the same season again?
Yeah, so this is like for best ball leagues where it makes sense to stack in like a redraft start sit. It might not make sense
right.
to stack drafting Burrow and his receivers because it's just too much week-to-week volatility. But you look at what happened last year is, in losses, Ja'Marr Chase averaged 27 fantasy points per game, like 7 points more than anyone else. T. Higgins, his fantasy points per game was behind only Ja'Marr Chase. And then from week 9 on, Burrow was the QB1 in fantasy points per game. And then there's no Trey Henderson is in the midst of a holdout. They've lost key pieces on defense. Like, I don't see why we can't just see the exact same thing happening where they just, it's the winner of fantasy football drafts, leagues, the trophy is just whoever had the most exposure to the Bengals. Yeah, and I didn't even break up Chase Brown, who in the, after that Zach Moss injury was getting Christian McCaffrey-like volume. So, hey, man, there's just a it's maybe Buffalo's pie is larger or at least comparable, but it's a way more condensed offense where – for fantasy, yeah, I'm way more excited about Cincinnati's offense just because, again, that the pie, it's the slices are bigger.
Mm-hmm. On the same show, The School of Scott, you were talking about Caleb Williams, and I've heard this from a few analysts. Denny Carter comes to mind, too, where they're sort of just like, I feel like Denny Scott is always sort of knocking on my door, and I open it, and it's Denny Carter saying Caleb Williams isn't good. It's just, I feel like, look at the line stats. Yesterday, Bulldog, what do we have? The Bears averaged 10 yards on their opening drive right. last year in games. Like, you pointed out, Scott, recently, their line wasn't really that bad. And Williams is a rookie, and there was, coaching issues. It's a very interesting bet this year because of the prospect he was, Ben Johnson. It's a pretty good lift, though, isn't it, for Johnson? And there's a lot of talent around Williams, so... I don't know. Are you worried for him?
Well, I feel like I was the first one on the guys. Caleb Williams is awful right now. Trained in like week 9, I tweeted this out and I tweeted it again and I got dragged. I got destroyed. And then I tweeted out again in like week 16 and I went super viral. A bunch of radio shows picked it up. But it was so one of the most sticky predictive stats we have and most important stats for quarterback play is avoiding sacks, and so pressure to sack ratio controls for offensive line play. It's one of the best stats we have over the last 4 years. The top 7 seasons by pressure to sack, 6 of them belong to Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, and then all the way at the bottom is Caleb Williams. Awful stat to be on. The other one was accurate throw rate on balls 15 plus yards. Caleb Williams was the worst of any quarterback over the last 4 years, at least when I tweeted this out. I got dragged, and I keep getting dragged. We're like on the last episode of School of Scott, Bears fans were like, hey, Brett, I love you, but like you're an idiot if you don't think the Bears had a bottom five offensive line, and everything I'm looking at says that's not the case. It is a very middling offensive line. What was happening was Caleb Williams was holding the ball way too long. He was walking into sacks that were entirely his fault. And anything you want to do to control for the bad offensive line play, it still says Caleb Williams is awful. You look at last year, dropbacks with a clean pocket, no pressure, targeting a wide open receiver or targeting an open receiver by completion percentage over expectation, he was bottom three. By catchable throw rate, he was bottom three. By yards per attempt, he was bottom three. Everything you want to look at, controlling for, it was awful, awful, awful. The excuses you can make, I'm not saying it's over. Like, this is a guy whose scouts were saying is the best quarterback since Andrew Luck. The excuses you're going to make here is awful play caller. Now you have the best. You also have this insanely good supporting cast. The offensive line on paper is top 10. You added Colston Loveland. You added Luther Burden. And it seems like more than just an impossible to fail situation. It's like an impossible to not be great situation, right? But yeah, bottom line is, yeah, he was terrible last year.
And all that said, then, are you optimistic that the coach will help him, or do you think maybe pump the brakes on him overall?
It's tough. Like I said, it's like the situation is so good, but I'm probably more pessimistic than most, just given how awful this was. And like, yeah, our top film experts were saying that the sack issue was something that you saw on the college tape.
While we're there, we got a minute or two here, Scott. In that division, there's been a lot of chatter this week about J.J. McCarthy. And obviously it's a big change. Darnold had an incredible year there. Does Justin Jefferson, how much is he impacted by the quarterback change? Or does it not change at all because the coach is so good, you just think he'll figure it out with, I don't want to say any quarterback, but, you know, certainly a talented kid like McCarthy?
I think it doesn't matter at all, but it, you know, probably doesn't matter at all. I mean, just look at what happened 2 years ago. Kirk Cousins missed half the season. You had Nick Mullins, Josh Dobbs, Jaron Hall. Vikings led the league in passing yards. One of my biggest bets last year was Sam Darnold to lead the league in passing yards, passing touchdowns. Came close. He was top five at insane odds. I love J.J. McCarthy, and then I'm a big Kevin O'Connell guy, so I think they're going to be fine.
What a great bet. How close during the course of the season, I'm assuming you were tracking that, were you ever like, I mean, Burrow got there, were you ever sort of thinking that you had a pretty good look at it, or just how close did you come with Darnold?
I don't know. I don't think I could have cashed out because it's illegal in my state, and I placed it when I was traveling. But I know the odds certainly moved up in my favor. Like those first 5 weeks, I think he was leading in passing touchdowns.
Pretty good. Are you on him this year, or is it just like completely different? I'm scared for him in Seattle.
I think it's actually a good fit for him. I'm a big Clint Kubiak guy, but I mean, he's not someone I'm ever drafting.
Right. I'm drafting Milroe. That might be insane. Okay. Bulldog kind of talked me into Milroe as a player. Like, you know, he was always pre-draft. He was always like, read what they say about him. Like, he's like the perfect leader type and student and everything. And, you know, the running. And I like the schedule for that. If Seattle does say they're like 5-8 or something, Scott, maybe they just do that and they can get out from Darnold after 1 year. So, I mean, it's last round. It's certainly not every draft, but I'm open to it.
Could be.
Fantasy points, what do we need to know? I think we have Theo coming on maybe next week. He's been on with us a lot, and he's a big part of your team there.
Yeah, that's right. Check out our podcast together, School of Scott. Check out all the articles we have dropping over at fantasypoints.com. And I appreciate you guys having me on.
Anytime, Scott. Thanks for your time. Have a good weekend.
All right, you too.
Wasn't sure if I wanted to say Father's Day or not, because I don't know if Scott's a dad, so I sort of stumbled there.
Yeah, right.
Have a good, you know, happy Father's Day. Sometimes you don't know.
Right.
I don't know enough about his life to know that.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't know.
Could have been a question I asked in the green room.
Yeah.
But that's even awkward.
Yeah.
By the way, do you have kids?
Yeah, right.
Darnold finished fifth in the league last year in passing yards, Burrow number one, and in touchdowns he was also fifth. 803-0550 to join us. Want to talk about the Bills offense, any of the topics we've been on this week, perspective, expectations for 2025. Brian Koziol will join us on the U.S. Open in just over an hour. Lines open for you. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.